Welcome, listening motherfuckers of the Destruction Podcast. Please, follow us on Twitter, at Destruction. Visit the blog, at destruction.blogspot.com. And give Ray shit for saying earlier he was going to quit so we could relaxedly play the rest of this game out, crushing the fuck out of the Nazi scum.
I need scalps.
And all of that jazz. Oh, fucking Beatles. Fuck the Beatles. You remember last time I heard... You heard me say, fuck the Beatles.
You're so off base, buddy.
Fuck the Beatles.
You just lost a viewer.
And a viewer. We don't have viewers. We have listeners.
Well, he was viewing you.
He was viewing me saying, I hate the fucking Beatles. Even though I don't hate them.
No,
even though you weren't viewing.
But if I had to choose between Elvis and the Beatles... I'd choose Elvis.
Shh.
If I had to choose between the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, I would choose the Stones.
You're crazy.
If I had to choose between the Turtles and the Beatles, I would choose the Beatles. Oh my so there God. You go. Beatles one, everybody else two.
I thought you were going to choose the Beatles.
I wouldn't choose the Turtles.
If I had to listen to the Stones or Boy George, I would turn it off.
What?
I'd listen to Boy George.
I'd change the channel.
You lying sack of shit. If Honky Tonk Woman was on, and if... Come on, give me a Boy George song.
Come on,
you come and go.
You're even dancing with the fish.
You come and go.
Yeah, please don't even... Okay, we can't... Disregard that. Do not record that. Go back and edit that.
Yes, Ray really wants to hurt you. Yes, Ray really wants to make you cry.
That's fucking hurting.
Fuck you. You guys are fucked in the head. Boy George is the shiznit.
That's what I just said. I'd listen to it over the Stones.
Fuck you. Fuck you, too. Stones are awesome.
Oh, boy.
Look, man. Everybody's different in their own fucking way. Ray, are you the greatest human being on the planet?
I'm like second best, man.
Okay, well, second best don't cut it. Isaac, you the greatest human being on the planet? No, neither the fuck am I. So who the fuck are we to judge?
Anybody
except
for threw me back.
The fucking Toronto Maple Leafs. We can judge the fuck out of them because they suck.
Love them.
Holy, you can love them. I'm not judging you for loving
them. Who's better?
Everybody except fucking
only
New York Islanders and Montreal.
Only Montreal.
Well, the Islanders are the worse Islanders. Than them.
Islanders won like four cups.
Yeah, but the Islanders are fucking last place.
The Islanders can't even make 60
no,
points.
No, I meant overall in the big picture.
I'm talking about this overall.
Leafs.
Who's Montreal. Better than the Leafs?
Actually, Detroit's pretty close. I think they got 11 and...
No, they've got 13.
Philadelphia, Boston.
Yes, they should.
Carolina's
did
won more Leafs,
Leafs
more cups than the Leafs in the last 40 years.
Detroit has 13.
Carolina has won more cups than the Leafs in the last 40 years.
Yes. You pretty much.
So. Well, yeah,
Carolina,
in the last 40 years.
Tampa, Colorado.
Yes, okay, so, of course.
So
that's
those
Bettman,
Anaheim
thank you,
Ducks.
Those 40 years, those 40 years, Carolina's been in
actually,
10 years.
I'm impressed that they won that because they could have bought it the first year.
Yes.
Hey, they could have said, who wants to play for Cartoon City where it never snows?
Oh, me.
Yeah, but only, but who did?
All of, well... Nobody.
Are you crazy?
Gretzky went down there, not quite to Anaheim.
If Gretzky put a fucking Leaf jersey over his head, oh my God.
Never happened.
He would have been the best player. Okay, never mind.
He was anyway. Why the fuck would he?
Edmonton's like, been pretty good.
Well, I'm the best player in the world.
It doesn't matter. It's like putting the fucking
stripes on. For years and years.
Why don't I put a fucking clown suit on? Fucking clown shoes.
It's the worst.
It's the most critical team to play for because you're under so much. Yes.
Oh,
you're
it's
under
hockey.
So much view and
it's hockey
my
central
fucking corporation.
It's not even funny. Yeah, and it destroys.
And Detroit
it destroys
sits out of that. You know, like Detroit gets a lot of media, but nothing like Toronto. So
no,
they have
no,
just a good balance.
Yeah,
but
they
I think
also,
that affects the team.
Yeah, but they also they have such a strong. Management base that's not even funny.
Their program
their
is phenomenal.
Program is phenomenal.
And their
and
depth,
they draw from
the
seventh.
Depth.
They draw from like fourth to seventh
and
round.
It costs them nothing.
They never draw from the first top five or top four usually.
It drives me
from
crazy.
From about 5 to 7. Or,
that is my biggest yeah. bitch. Toronto says, oh, we're rebuilding. Well, no. Detroit lost Yzerman and never missed a beat. They lost Coffey. They lost all these guys down. They never missed a beat. How come they never? It's got to be their program.
It's their
man.
Program, I'm telling you.
It's got to be their manager. Program. It's not the people the on the ice.
The management can't is stronger. And there's
you know
no,
what?
There's no,
it's the uniform.
There's no big hype about it either. There's no
it's
big,
the uniform. It's fucking, almost
if you
like
put
baseball.
That on, they said, Dave, strap you on. You're going out in green tonight. Oh, my God. You'd play like a...
Right.
Excuse me. You'd play like an animal.
It's almost like baseball. You look at the Yankees.
You
there's
put
a
that
certain
over your
pride
head.
With the
exactly.
Yankee uniform.
Same
I
with the Habs.
Fucking hate every motherfucker
exactly.
for 50 years
so
that ever wore
like
the Yankees
Habs,
uniform.
Right?
But
the Habs on.
When they put the Yankee uniform on, they have a
the
certain attitude.
And
the
attitude.
Pride of the Yankees.
Exactly.
And, you know, Boston will never have that.
So what you're saying, that gets in the way of their play?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. The cream rises to the top. You got your A-Rods, who fucking finally won one a couple of years ago. But all those years, he was a hired gun. He wasn't a Yankee. Nobody accepted him as a Yankee. He wins
hired
a World
gun.
Series. They accept him
Toronto
a little bit more.
Toronto has many hired guns.
Toronto doesn't raise their guys up.
No, they don't.
That's the thing about Buffalo. I guarantee you, within 5 years, the Sabres will win the Cup because they have an owner that
Sabres
gives a
never,
shit.
Sabres never, ever won the Cup.
They haven't.
And when they actually came
you know,
as close
funny,
as they
last
could,
time,
it was
now
the
they
rule
have
of the
you know,
foot.
Funny,
right.
the last
but they
time,
have an owner that fucking is
we
a fan now, and he's
going
to spend the money and get the guys
ago,
in there.
When we were fucking together
that's true.
For Accents and Allies, fucking... The coach was the guy that just got fired. Ron
Wilson.
Wilson was fired.
Yeah, we
and
talked
you didn't
about
even
that.
Know about it.
We talked
you
about
didn't.
That.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they happened later on. Yeah.
It was like
no,
Tuesday.
It was,
I don't think we
no,
talked.
They
about
played
it.
On Monday or Tuesday, and he was gone on like Wednesday or
no,
Thursday.
That was yeah.
No,
that was.
It was like Friday.
No, that didn't happen before.
Not
we played
before.
Last time.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so. No, it was less
I
than 2 weeks
I have PVR everything. I got everything everywhere. I do. If I miss it, I'm all fucking got it.
However, you remember the last time we played? And we busted your balls about now taping the fucking game. Apparently Don Cherry on Coach's Corner that week
with Burke
was freaking out
about Burke
about them not having Ontario players on the team.
Right. Yeah.
We busted his balls, and the one time he doesn't fucking watch it, Cherry has this blow up that goes nationwide. Everybody's freaking out.
Yeah,
about
they want to get rid
right.
of him. No,
they was
right.
flipping
they
out about them
I
not
worked
having
that night.
Toronto didn't have a fucking Ontario player on the team. Who gives a fuck? You put the best players on the fucking ice.
Yeah, but that goes back to the striped jersey.
I understand that a lot of great players come from Ontario. That doesn't mean Toronto has to have Ontario players.
No, because look at Detroit. You can't keep coming up with excuses. Who was born on Detroit?
Winnipeg's doing better than
nobody.
Winnipeg's doing better than Toronto. They got one Manitoba player.
You know how many? You know how many?
Exactly.
You know how many Canadian players
guys.
Detroit has? 12.
However, if you look
12.
At
12, how big is the roster?
12
what is
from
an NHL
from
roster?
What?
What is an 25. NHL roster?
25
guys.
Skaters.
That's just like baseball, exactly. 25
yeah,
guys.
I'm pretty sure. It's 25 skaters.
Could be 27 with the goalie.
Whatever.
Okay, so what did you just say?
Detroit has 12 Canadian players.
Canadian. I'm talking
okay,
Ontario.
Okay, who won the cup
I think
last year?
They got three.
Hey, who won the cup last year?
Boston.
And who
Boston.
Had the most Canadians on their team?
I don't know.
Carolina?
Boston. So it's funny how it works on the big scale, but on the little scale it doesn't. So bringing in one Ontario player for Toronto
doesn't matter.
Means nothing. If you had Gilmore, Clark, Borzewski, sorry, bad. No, he was Canadian too. Yeah. I think Anderchuk, born from Hamilton. Now you're talking the
Todd
Golden
Gill.
Horseshoe people.
Doesn't matter.
Todd Gill.
Todd Gill.
Look, I love Don Cherry. But he was talking out his fucking ass that day.
Yeah,
you know what he's seen now.
It don't matter where a guy's from. You get the best players
right.
that are available to you.
Exactly. And one
and
guy,
if they're from Russia,
they
if they're from America,
they
if they're
get
from
rid of
fucking
them.
South Africa,
and my point
you
is,
get the best
the media,
fucking players you can
the media
get.
Is trying to push Don Cherry out. Right now.
Oh, yeah, no, it's TSN.
A lot of people are trying
TSN and all those sports
you know,
channels.
He's getting older, and they just, as you get older, like... So
Ron,
will you just say what comes to your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I can't wait till I get to a point in my life where I can say whatever the fuck I want, and everybody goes, oh, he's just a fucking...
It's a sorry
he's a dirty
things.
Old man. Right now, I'm a pervert.
Sorry things.
I'm a pervert right now. I get a
sorry
little more
things.
Gray hair, and I'll be a dirty old man, which is acceptable.
Sorry things.
Perverts are not acceptable. Dirty old men are.
Yeah.
I
we
can't
tolerate
wait till I get to that fucking level in life.
and most ridiculous conversation.
Don Cherry in the sports fucking world.
I'm closer than you.
Dirty old man, and he can say whatever the fuck he wants.
That's right.
And everybody loves
him. He's not a dirty old man. Don is not a dirty old man. Don.
I'm talking in the
hockey.
Comparing to what we're talking about, he's the difference. He's the difference between a dirty old man and a pervert. If he was 20 years younger and he said that, he'd be out the fucking door.
Yeah, he was lucky.
But now he's a fucking hockey icon. He's accepted. People go, oh, whatever. He's an old man. Nobody cares what he says. But in Canada, he's a fucking goddamn icon of hockey.
He's the godfather of hockey. That guy knows hockey.
And who gives a shit if he ever fucking won a goddamn thing? He's like, he's the John Madden of the NHL. That's what he is.
He is.
They should have NHL, not NHL 2012. It should be fucking Don Cherry 2012.
That with game, Ron McLean.
That game is awesome, by the way.
Well, back in my day, it wasn't Ron McLean. It was fucking...
Ron Barr.
You know, it was Dave Hodge. Dave Hodge Dave was the Hodge. CBC
Love
guy.
Dave Hodge. Dave Hodge was never funny, but when he was witty,
he's smart.
He was funny.
No, see,
he
knew the books. Ron McLean's got a little bit of the fucking... He plays off of Don Cherry.
He does. Great. Oh, and he's the only great. One. Who's going to take a whack in the head with them elbow pads?
When he first came on, I didn't like him, but... Because, you know, he was different. I love Dave Hodge. I'll tell you a story. While Germany's doing their fucking
turn... Do you know Dave Hodge got fucked
I'll
around?
I'll tell you a story. He did. And he ended up back on TSN. He had his own show, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Love Dave Hodge.
Back when I was a kid, and I fucking wish this was what you grew up with. But they got rid of it years ago. Back when the hockey players started making huge money. When I was a kid, they weren't making huge money. And every summer, here at Oaks Park, they had something called the Molson Slow Pitch.
Now
they
have, so much. I took Isaac to that.
I'm not talking to you, Germany.
I took Isaac to that.
You did?
Yeah.
You must have been really young because... No, against each other.
Oh.
The NHL players came out to Oaks Park.
Yeah, it was Domi, don't you remember?
That was against the Thunder, though, when they had the baseball team.
Domi and Clark.
Oh, that was right at the end.
They came down 3 weekends in a row. They came down and played slow pitch, all the fucking teams against each other. There was only maybe 20 teams at the time. I don't remember how many teams there were. But they all came down to Oaks Park, and they played slow pitch against each other. You could buy a fucking program for $2.
Yeah.
And it had a team photo of every team. And half the page was a team photo. The other half was a big fucking blank space. You can go up to every fucking player.
Oh,
out there, get your fucking thing autographed.
And they loved it. They were happy.
I got autographs from everybody.
Fucking Andrew.
Dale Howard Chuck. Fucking Howard everybody. Chuck. Rick Vive came to our school and played against us at the school. But for three weekends.
So good.
The beginning
You're
of
right,
the summer,
man. It was so good.
They played slow pitch against each other.
Eddie Shack when he was younger.
Was fucking phenomenal. So I'm going around getting autographs, and I go to the beer tent in the back in the outfield at Oaks Park.
That's where you get the big signatures.
Yeah, I got all the I go up to Dave Hodge. I'm like,
beautiful.
Can I get your autograph? And he's like, buddy, I'm not a player. I'm just
Doesn't matter.
I'm like, dude, I see you more on TV than
yeah,
I see
than
any
anybody.
Of the players.
Yeah,
more
right.
On every
Did you get
week.
It? Did you get it?
I got Dave Hodge's
That's
autograph.
That's awesome, because you know what? Great. He is a guru. He is a guru. Him.
And he was the Ron McLean before Ron McLean came along. It was him and Cherry at the coach's corner and all that.
It was like Howard Carcel with boxing. Howard Carcel knew every
But you're right.
Boxing.
He was dry. He was more dry. Like Ron McLean plays a little
Very
bit.
Very dry.
Him.
Very witty.
Yeah, Ron McLean plays with Cherry a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, a little lighter.
Fucking edges him out a little
bit. Yeah,
he
just smiles a little bit.
But Dave Hyde was all fucking business.
And very serious and very witty. He was like Kevin was Small. Very smart guy. One, two,
but he couldn't believe
it.
I asked him for his autograph. I'm like, dude, I fucking love you, man. You're on every week.
That.
I see more of you than I see of Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's cool.
Round, we're at round
eight.
Round eight of Global. 1940 Alpha 3.9 or whatever the fuck, I don't know.
You're making me fucking go there. I have to go there.
One day this game will be called Global.
You know what you're up against?
Second edition. But right now it's called Alpha.
I'm trying to rebuild my Air Force and it's just... No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking absolutely come into one spot and be massive and then you'll never know.
He's going to lose $32 worth of shit. You're going to take two hits on your...
East Poland.
He's going to East Poland.
Okay, we'll go there.
I love Tom Petty.
Love Petty. Love Petty.
That's
all right.
Excellent.
Oh,
he's awesome.
He is awesome.
He's a
I have one.
He loves Dylan.
He loves Dylan.
He hangs out with
each
Dylan.
Other. These songs are. They're
you know who his favorite friend
like
is?
Dylan.
Do you know who his favorite friend was?
Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Nope.
George Harrison. Yeah. That was his favorite friend, and when George died, it was the Beatles.
What are you doing here?
Because they already lost. They already lost Roy Orbison from the Traveling Wilburys. The Traveling Wilburys was an amazing.
Tom Petty was in that. Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and
George Harrison, guy from ELO.
And the what was his name?
L. His name was L. The middle guy. L.
No.
No.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I can't never.
Emerson, Lake, Palmer. I think it was Lake.
Was it ELP or ELO?
ELO. It was ELO.
ELO. That's ELO. Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah.
Different guys. Emerson, Lake, Palmer. Player?
Yeah, I know. Like,
was it the guitar player or the bass player?
I'm trying to remember his name. I can't remember now.
Steve.
Fuck.
Steve.
He played the skin flute, that guy.
And also Ringo Starr was Steve in something on some drums.
Yeah. Ringo. That's right. Ringo was in.
Yeah, Ringo was in. There was a lot of talent on that fucking band, man. Oh, my God.
Except for Mariah Carey. They should have never let her in the band.
She wasn't.
What the hell are you saying right now?
I'm just trying to get him to fucking go. Japan, it's not your turn. Germany, go.
Hey, did you hear Whitney Houston sing the national anthem? She fucked up the lyrics. She says, oh, say, can you see my crack pipe and weed?
Oh, dude, come on. Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon. That's
why, did she die?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay,
Oh, you both fucking assholes. It's not too soon. That joke is fucking old.
It's old joke, but
it was she's dead now. She can't make
that. I know. That's what I mean. It was not like she was doing crack and then died. She did crack and fucking
whatever. I never heard the Star Spangled Banner sung more beautifully than by her in the fucking first voice. Buffalo Bills Super Bowl. Super Bowl 25.
What are you doing? You're against one guy. What's fucking going on there with you? You can non-comment to that. What are you? Woo! Hey,
what
now?
The fuck?
Hey,
are you
now,
doing?
Denmark,
you can't
now?
Bring tanks on fucking Navy?
Don't do that.
Jesus.
I can go through there.
What are you doing?
I can go through there.
Oh, I thought you forgot about it. You're right.
No, I'm not going to forget about it.
You know what? He's like, what in the hoops? Even if I don't kill him, I got to trap him in the Baltic.
Fucking
he's trapping you inside like we trapped him inside.
Okay, we trapped him inside?
Yeah, that's where you want to be. That's where you want to be.
I got three trees.
She's being a
dick. I got one.
Actually, it's two.
Denmark?
I got both. I got none.
You did.
By both, I mean
zero.
Three trees. Oh, got one again.
Stop you to cut.
I hit you first.
Stop killing me over and over again.
Are you done?
Killing me softly.
This is just like Hitler. Hitler should have fucking resigned in 44, too.
Hey, Hitler, what the fuck?
Who was that?
That was the UK.
UK on that.
Hitler, Jack or Ron?
Jack.
Hitler carried the war on too long, too, and you know what happened to him?
One, two. How much
is that worth? Stalin's fucking organs flying through the air.
How much is that worth, guys?
Two.
No, three.
Two.
It's worth two, you motherfucker.
If you took three, I'm going to punch you right in the something.
Well, that depends. I might be able to take the hit and keep the point.
Doesn't
punch
matter.
Me in the stomach as hard as you can.
Do I get an extra dollar if you punch me wherever?
You won't even get to the scoreboard after that.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I can do that
we'll
anymore.
We'll trade shots in the head to IPCs.
I used to
every fucking shot in the head you take, you get an extra dollar to spend.
No, I can't take any more shots to the head.
I'm just going
to
drop my forehead wherever you guys are.
That's right. Go ahead. Go ahead, hit me. Hey, pay me first.
Well, I can do that.
Thank you.
Hey, you can't roll dice, and I got all your money.
I guess I win.
It's not funny. This guy's dragging this game out.
What are you saying? What are you doing?
You're out of there.
I got destroyed.
Out of where? What are you doing?
I
now?
Got two hits.
I got destroyed.
Oh, never mind. You got destroyed. Shit, I thought I was doing better. I need two threes. Oh.
You got three hits.
That's all pretty right. Good.
I kill this fucking Kriegsmarine motherfucker.
I got one
here. Nice.
I've got a three and a four. Three. Miss. Four.
How many did you get?
I've got two of you.
Just as I fucking figured.
What'd you get of me?
I got three. Can you repair there?
Wait.
No. Can you leave?
Oh, you can.
No. You're toast.
Hold on.
You need a naval base.
Next round, buddy, not this round.
You want me to buy it for you?
Hey. Oh,
I'll buy it.
No, I'll buy a naval base.
I was up to like 46. I will buy a naval base next round.
Well, you can only put three. Oh, no, you can put a naval base down and three units. Naval base is not restricted by factors.
Where are you going to land? You got to land your plane. I retreat.
What's going on? Oh, you still got your navy there. Good job.
He bought two fighters of this.
Yeah, you can't repair.
Oh, wait.
So what can you possibly come in
people
with?
People like it when you die.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, interesting when people...
Yes.
No.
Yeah, they don't say people like it when you die. They say interesting when people die.
Yes. They say, yes. Yeah, you're right.
The only reason I remember that, Isaac, is because I used to say exactly what you said, and then I thought, that can't be. People don't like it. It's just interesting. And I listened to it, and I was like,
it is so bad.
Next time you go to the Glen.
It didn't even matter I had my
Why are you in the Glen with a phone anyways?
Because I had my earphones. Because I had my earphones on. All I had to do, just one earbud and listening to music.
Oh.
My phone is basically music and calling people. Porn, occasionally.
Nice Gil porn.
But if I would have had my phone flipped the other way so the backside was facing my thigh, nothing would have happened. But because I had it the other way and the face was out in my pocket, I went against it like a sharp rock and I tried to squeeze my way through. And I had a little backpack on which had about 6 inches
of
stuff. And I tried to drop a little bit lower and I got a little bit wider. And I tried to squeeze through and it just went...
What'd you have?
And in my earbud, I was like... All I hear was like... Oh, done. Fuck. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So I'm like, oh my God, I just crushed my phone. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I must have hated that.
And I took it out of my pocket and I was like, oh my God. It is so bad, Dave. You got... Like, this whole top part is just spider.
Bitch.
And even the bottom screen, like there's the top glass and the bottom glass. The bottom glass is fucking shattered as well. So I turned it on.
Oh, man, did I mark it on?
And then the music came on. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look at my phone. There's no action on the screen. I can't do anything. Yeah. But I was listening to music. I'm like, well, at least I get to listen to the music. I just kept going.
Mugs.
I'm like, what am I going to do right now?
Mark Denmark, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, this one here has to be done. I've got you. You need a two. I just want to finish this up before you guys.
Yesterday I was playing soccer with my iPhone in my pocket. And my kid's iPod Touch in the same pocket. Oh, and I couldn't believe it didn't break.
Come and get that.
Yeah.
I was making diamond saves and fucking doing that, you know, like a 40-year-old does the splits. Yeah. I was doing the split the leg saves. Out. Yeah. Fucking, you know, the David Lee Ross splits. And I couldn't believe I didn't bust them both. They're all right.
Yeah.
Made some good saves. One kid scored on me 5 times, though. It was fucking terrible. I think we won 7 out of 8. The other way around. It was just a bunch of us.
That's good times.
Goofing off in the fucking park there playing soccer. And I was playing goal and sweating like a pig, and I'm fucking, my back was killing me later on in the night.
Hey.
Greetings.
Hello. Hi, your listeners.
But he doesn't have hope.
I waved at the microphone. Yes,
wave at the
Dave
microphone,
is giving
yes.
me a dirty look. I know you can't see.
No dirty look. They know
you're like
waving.
You're so stupid.
I can tell in your voice you're waving.
I was waving.
They know. The listeners know.
They can tell you're smiling right now.
They can. They're like Dave's smiling
Dave
right
is
now.
Jovial.
Dave's not calling anyone a cocksucking piece of shit.
Hello,
right
listeners.
Now.
This is my
he
sister
must
Miranda.
Be smiling.
Hello, listeners.
Miranda, very first appearance, episode 12.
We are recording.
Very
the
first.
Podcast.
Very first appearance. It's like it's a comic.
What else are you doing?
First
it is. It's
Miranda.
Did you run
a collectible first appearance?
I think I did. No, you didn't.
It's like 100 people downloading this shit.
No, one episode we had 100. Normally we got about 40.
It's under my
40.
Tank.
Oh, well,
40
that's
people. Bottom
that's
tank.
So more than
it's like
20.
A crowd.
Right? It is.
You
have a crowd of followers.
It is a crowd. If I could get them to storm Washington and liberate the
Are you done?
Freedom of the American people.
We have
the White House.
We have got a hit. Some guy replied. It said,
"You guys suck and
called us
really
gay.
Hard.
Gives you
idiots.
1 to 5
and
stars.
And we have one iTunes
right?
review.
He said, if I could give you
zero
stars, I would. So therefore, I'm forced to give you 1 star.
Right. Don't forget the title of his review. The title of his, of his review was
or something?
Gay. Oh, gay. This is the worst podcast ever. Drunken Idiots is right. If I could give it 1 star, I would.
0 stars.
Right.
Star.
Or if I could give
it
0 stars,
I would.
Yeah, fuck you, bone smiley face. You can suck my cock, you piece
what
of
was the
shit.
Name?
It's probably 12 years old.
Bone?
That's probably Dan.
Colon,
he says
smiley
bone
face.
Everything. Bone everything.
Whatever. Fuck you, Dan, you piece of shit.
It's probably Dan.
Oh my god, get out of here.
It probably was.
Is he across the street at his girlfriend's right now?
I don't know.
Oh, that's what my dad.
You know what?
That's
my dad's. He's already pressed pause. Yeah. Forget it.
That's right. Yeah. Dan? I'll go to jail.
You shouldn't utter death threats.
And then we can play.
Indeed.
It's all edible. Edible.
Say what you want.
Wait a minute. That means eatable.
Dave,
oh, here
Dave,
he is.
I just said you're recording yourself, right?
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Bone gave us our first review on iTunes. Gave us one star. High five. Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Piece of shit. Is the rest of his turn?
No, he wants them over.
Oh, this is so much fun, Dan. We're drinking so much beer. Having so much fun.
That we bought ourselves.
I wish you were fucking here to drink all our beer without fucking throwing in you cocksucking.
We even have extras somehow tonight. I don't know why.
Oh, there's all kinds of extra beer, Dan. You don't even know. Come on over. I don't seriously have a crowbar here that's got your fucking name on it.
That's true, Dan. I scratched it off with an SOS pen.
That's right. That's right. You are my sunshine, and my only sunshine.
That's funny.
You make me happy. When guys call me gay on iTunes. You'll never know, dear.
Hey, what's that?
How much I love you.
Where did that come from?
That's a map of downtown Moscow.
I purchased that in Moscow. Oh, yeah, and I'm going the other way now.
It's got, you said it had all Russian writing on it.
Yeah, it does.
No, oh, it's all in English letters, but in Russian. It's not a Russian map.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry, man. But there is some advertisements here that's in Russian, I think.
Where
what
do
are
you
they for?
Why is that there? What is it? It's a map of Moscow. Well,
it's a street map
like
of
round.
Moscow. Yeah, yeah.
That's kind
of
cool how that.
Well, let me tell you the story about that. These guys are probably going to say, "Holy fuck, here we go."
No, no, go ahead.
But,
sorry,
hey, at Red Square. You need to know this. This is really cool, and I think you'll
just hang on, organize, and then tell the story.
I'm talking. I got a fight there.
What? You're always talking, right?
2-2 is in the Baltic State.
Oh.
That was going to be a one almost. Did you see that?
Where was this again?
Baltic yeah, they rolled over one.
I got a
180
one.
Degrees.
No, the one tier.
The one's on the other side of the
six. No, it was a two.
Did you know that about dice?
Yeah, two. Anyways.
The two sides of the dice always add up to seven. Five's on one side.
Oh,
two's on the other side. Three's on this side. Four's on that side.
Yeah, where was that right?
One's on that side. Six is on that side. It's not just random.
He's a fountain of information. It really is. David. I think you told me this before.
It's a rule of dice. You can't have a six and a one on the side. That's not how dice work.
Anyways, what happened was when I was in Russia, we went to Red Square. The Kremlin was not open. The Kremlin is the burial ground.
Of what?
Of Stalin.
No, it's not the Lenin. No.
You cannot go in there.
That's the tomb of Vladimir Lenin. Stalin's fucking been...
I used the wrong word.
Fuck Joseph Stalin.
It wasn't Stalin, it was Lenin.
And I piss on his corpse.
Anyway, yeah, sorry. Anyways, that whole area, it was closed off.
Okay.
So you got to walk through.
Lenin was mummified.
And what happened was, is right here in the center in Red Square, there's a huge coin. There's a huge coin on the ground.
Okay.
And it's set right into the ground. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to stand on the coin with a ruble. Throw it, make a wish, throw it over your shoulder, and your wish will come true. That's
okay.
Well, when you throw it over, because that's what tourists do, thank you, then all the old ladies and all the young boys fight for the rubles, and it's hilarious. Because it takes the whole fucking ambiance away.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, here I go.
What a beautiful
world.
And
then there's
Mike. This is the best part. Listen.
I said, you know what? What best part?
The old ladies beating the shit out of the young kids.
The old ladies know exactly what to do. When the coin came in, they had one leg out like this. That kid had to go into the leg. They're down. They're spreading their legs tighter than what their skirts will allow them. And they got long skirts. And the fucking materials are ready to explode. And the kid runs into the leg because the old lady puts the leg out right at the last second. And bends down.
Hip checks him, yeah.
The boys have to fucking push him over. The old ladies will actually give them one of them. And send these young kids. The old ladies are like about
like Gordie
close
Howe.
To 200 pounds.
Like Gordie Howe,
and they've been fighting for years. They got gold teeth up the in-ring. Their hair is just straight because they can't afford to do anything. And they just fucking put that fucking thing out
there.
You've been
spending all this time and money on your straight hair.
Thanks, Dave. She had a choice.
She's got a $175 hair straightener. You're talking about they don't do nothing in their hair.
She had a choice. These people don't have choices.
Oh my God, Ray.
Japan, I think it's your turn.
I didn't
brother.
Need to know that.
Oh, now you know. Don't fucking diss on straight hair.
Okay, these women had hair out of control.
It was fucking curly like you read about.
Yes. It was wind-blown, dry-blasted.
A hair straightener.
It was wind-blown, dry-blasted, humidity frizz, okay?
There was no product in that hair.
And that was just on the leg. Up here was all smooth and straight.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of straight and smooth, Japan, it's your turn.
Anyways,
anyway,
we finished the story.
That's the end of the story.
We got nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So from this big gold coin in the center of Red Square.
Red Square, that's a circle.
So if somebody's, that's the big, huge
no, that
fortress.
Red Square is where
the
army parades at the beginning. No, that's the roads around
the roads.
Red Square.
It's actually a very tiny dot. What it is it's a fortress built with a huge wall to protect. So
that's where they have all their military parades.
Everybody could run inside
the
fort,
right? That's where they have all their ceremonies.
So since the city is so huge now, because it's like 12 million people, it's huge.
Shit.
What they did is that coin...
There's not 12 million people in Moscow.
Yeah.
Oh, Japan. Really?
Yeah.
Japan.
Eight, then?
Did you say them just
eight? Yeah, there's a lot.
No, it's not fucking Shanghai. There ain't no goddamn 12 million people in Moscow.
Okay, well, anyways. So what happened is, so if I said to you, I said, where are you from? You would say, I am 750 kilometers west.
Oh.
And they know exactly, because that is called 0 kilometers. That coin is called zero kilometers.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And everything in Russia comes out from that, as you can see.
In the whole
and when you read it,
country of Russia.
When you read it, it says northwest travel. If they're going northwest, is the Northwest fucking Boulevard.
1 million.
It's amazing. It's
1 million?
Where are you from? Oh, it's northwest. Oh, yeah, how far? 1,500 kilometers.
Okay, you got a zero on there?
Okay, we won't see you on the weekend then, I guess.
He was exaggerating. No, it's 1 million people living in Moscow.
But he had what? Zero, no way. No, no, no.
Maybe you were there at tourism.
Oh, hang on, I'm sorry.
Come on, it's like 12 million
had
people.
A zero in tourist season.
Holy what? Shit, it's 11.5 million people live in Moscow.
There you
it's
go, you were saying
city.
That, Dave.
There.
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
I'm not going to say I'm sorry, but that's impossible. 11 million
Why
people.
Is that a bit impossible?
It's not impossible. That's not
because
even counting
it's not
the
fucking China.
That's not even counting the gold teeth old ladies that fight people out around the outside.
Listen.
The fucking fur bearing leg sticking. Penny pinching.
2010
ruble
census.
Pinching.
I got rubles.
Wow, the fifth largest city proper in the world.
It doesn't.
I had no idea. I apologize, Mr. Man.
Doug, when you go downtown.
I had no idea there was that many people lived in
Moscow. You walk downtown, the traffic is six. Check it out. Six wide doing 120.
I would never fucking drive a car in Moscow.
Right downtown.
When you exceed 5 million people in your city, I refuse to drive in that city.
It's like more this way.
Well, you don't
want to
drive in this city.
Japan, go. Fuck. Go.
Do you realize I'm only one move behind Dogen Face?
What the hell are you
Never mind.
One move behind. Would you
fuck?
The pressure.
Thank you.
I'm only one.
Yeah, but you're doing. You just focused
on it.
Which you don't have your factory anymore.
You come back and get that like crazy.
Why would you now?
Oh, you know, we go over to Ray's house and Ray's got jerseys up the ass. He'd go over to Ray's house and be like, hey, I'll give you fuck. I'll buy that Buffalo jersey off you for $80. And I'm like, buddy, we just fucking had a discussion about
Dan
how.
Dan, just go.
We're fucking buying all your beer for you. And you're offering him $80 for a jersey. You don't have money for beer? And he's like,
yeah, Bird.
Yeah, it could be $80 for the jersey. You fucking piece of shit.
Well, then why aren't you pitching in for the beer?
I'm like, nobody he collects jerseys because he likes jerseys. He's not going to sell to you for one, for two. If you fucking have $80, fucking pitch in on the beer, you cunt.
Yes.
That ain't never. Fuck you, bone smiley face.
I gotta get out of here.
What the fuck is that?
Goodbye.
The bone smiley.
I would have never fucking ever thought bone smiley face was banned. Now I'm gonna be like, no iTunes reviews except for from Dan. Thanks. He's just pissed he's not here.
God, that's right.
He'd give us five if he was playing. Fucking piece of shit. Fuck you, Dan, you fucking cocksucker.
See you, girls.
Oh, the fucking way that came up was hilarious.
Bone smiley face.
Wait, Dan puts bone everything.
I never knew that. I don't fucking know it. Dan, I don't know what bone smiley face is. Now I know it's that fucking piece of shit.
A what?
Japan.
I'm purchasing.
You done fucking around?
I already bought one. Look.
Listen, the vag has gone back inside.
Oh, they should close the door. Don't let him in again.
The vag. Listen to me. I'm such a sexist piece of shit.
Well, not really. Not if you're considering the fact that we don't have one and they do.
calling them vag, I think.
This is so stupid.
Exactly. Okay, well, how about
warped.
There we go. Door's locked. We're not even in here. Every time you hear knocking on the...
There will be none of that.
You'll be like, Ray, stop telling stories.
Make the sign.
Yeah.
No bleeders.
We need the on-the-air sign outside the fucking door. That's what we need. Fucking on-the-air, like WKRP. On the air. Do not fucking
sign. I would fucking love that. WKRP. War. Kids.
With Japan. Go.
Reality playing. Role playing. War kids were role playing.
WKRP in Niagara.
Cincinnati, Niagara. Yes, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, buddy.
What are we, round eight now? I just locked the door. Now I gotta take a piss. This is so irritating. Oh, see, having a door right there.
Oh, look, just take this fucking thing off. Doesn't open?
Look at the doorknob.
Do not piss on the insulation. Very bad.
No, just one outside is better.
Good idea.
I'm not taking a piss.
Oh yeah, look, there is insulation.
Yeah, that would itch like crazy, man.
Fiberglass up the.
Yeah, you don't tell her. You don't have a shower. Just jump in the sag, start feeding.
Imagine how sensitive it would be to them. It's amazing.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
It's amazing that they're
big fucking glass box.
It's amazing
box.
That they're all outer, like, you know?
We have Mr. Woodcock and Mrs. Sliverbox. Well, actually, they stopped letting women in the airborne ride because they whistled on the way down. joking aside, female pilots, one of their biggest problems is when you get up there and the pressure on the outside of the aircraft, if
they piss?
It becomes, you know,
yeah.
Greater.
Yeah.
Or actually less. So what happens is when you go up there, they have different pressure changes. And through these different pressure changes, a woman who has an opening, which is not quite like an anal port, because the anal port is backed up. No, this is true. This is military fucking training.
Military jargon about anal ports? Muscles.
The women's pussy was different. So what they did is they had fighter plugs. A female fighter pilot had to wear a plug that would seal properly with a warm gel. It was filled with oil.
And a little dong to go inside.
You are not talking about a
French stick. Put a couple of G's. You can burn my
mouth. Oh, you're getting catheters. That's a terrible.
Oh, like, shit. I'll do it with you.
I'm gonna go back in. Does Russia have at least $10?
You feel it 30 seconds after.
I'm sure the vibrations come
here up. Here it comes!
You're dropping at 1,000 feet per second, so.
You're ready to go.
I got a little shibby going on here. all of this stuff I've been thinking through. You can eat Gobbly Chew behind me. I've got a mission.
He's going to chase you.
Yeah, you chase me.
And they're going to come up through here. And
taking that.
We'll take it back for you, brother. Don't worry.
Yeah, but look, I'll be here with you.
It'll be too late. You can have all those
money. UK?
Yeah, Germany. You don't have to worry about Germany
UK.
Anymore.
That's why I brought the UK in. They have to. Lose the 5 million, but they have to come in.
Mark your board, scoreboard there.
I mean, I still have to Funky move Brewster. Russians. I still have to move Russians. We should go 1-2.
Yep.
To all.
And you can afford it now because his and just tank to
move,
stack is
just
gone.
To move a couple, you know, because this, if I didn't have this, I'd have to move a whole shit ton.
Uh-huh.
But I don't. I had to do it right now. And there's tanks to back it up right there.
Yep. Russia was at 56.
They're actually at 29. They're at 29. Did you just take me down 3 or 2?
Two. Yeah.
27.
Yes. You gotta mark this, by the way.
I did. Oh, yes, the second.
You forgot about your clip.
Sorry, thanks.
Yeah, no.
Oh, with a penny.
This is a good game, I'm not gonna lie.
It's for us because we're the.
Yeah, but no, it's been a really good game back and forth. Like, I thought we would have crushed you early and played a different game. But
we don't have any other games. That's the problem. We had to play.
Yeah, I should have brought the board. He still was not at a point where he's gonna quit until 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
The game went on a lot longer than I thought it was going
to. He was gonna quit last round.
Well, it's inevitable. I'm trying to do a hell of a comeback.
Now we're just fucking around. Is that what you're saying?
No. I have a few advantages that are holding me in. This, I want to see what happens here over here so bad, but then again, I don't know if I want to see what happens. I know you're going to find...
When you had those 11 tanks, I thought, maybe he can pull it off.
No.
No,
you know why? Because I fucking pulled back.
Yeah.
That's
Russia's fucking defense. Worked against Napoleon, it'll work against Hitler.
Isaac's first shot's not going to drop me. It'll stun me, and the second shot
He's
will
not gonna
drop
take
me.
A shot. He fucking just pulls back, protect the cities.
But I have to keep going, because if I don't, it'll just be absolute.
He's had this money for too long.
Way too long.
Well, I can't Britain needs to come in now. No,
I don't want
he keeps sending
no,
him south,
to.
And Britain doesn't come around.
That'll be the easiest land for me to get.
Yeah, but Russia can't do it.
They can.
The front lines.
They can. They will. I think they will.
Oh.
Are you ready to roll dice?
Yeah, the front lines, front lines is nothing when I keep hammering the central area.
Yeah.
Because look at what's now there. A whole shit ton.
Exactly.
And I can
and
keep
that's
taking.
Not up here, and that's
but
beautiful.
I, yeah, exactly. That's why I can now go this way a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. But it's going to take 2 rounds.
Trust me,
now.
I've been thinking. It doesn't matter. I've been thinking about it fucking 3 rounds ago.
Okay.
Which is when we started.
Yeah. Exactly.
But still, I seen that. And I was wondering,
it's hard for Russia to grab.
If I can hold Darwin, he's not going to move. He's not going to move. All he's done is lessen himself.
Spread. Well, I spread out and I got a point and I held it for 3 rounds.
There's still a...
All right, well, anyway, it's a Japan's turn, so let's roll some dice here.
Yeah, stop throwing me off. What are you for?
Yeah, come on.
We have a little bit of rolling. We have no fighting here. We have this right here. I have, I guess, a 3... And 3 fours.
Non sequitur segue.
Totally not the same.
The opposite of segue. Yes. You got 3 hits?
Are you high fiving yourself?
Where?
I gladly high five.
Right there, okay.
I got
you're
not gonna have to do it.
You got 2 twos.
2 twos. I got 3 twos. I got 2 British 2s.
And 3 fours.
1 American 2.
I'm gonna say.
Come on, Dave, you haven't hit all fucking.
Oh, that's
second large.
I got 1 British 2.
Dave, you suck.
And shut up. That's
what I'm asking. It
three
was
fours.
A question.
3 fours.
3 fours.
3 American 4s.
If I come out with a bomber, I'll be lucky.
Pickety bam! I got 1 out of 3.
Yeah, you suck.
I do suck.
You've been sucking really bad tonight. You've been like going through the motions.
That's not what your chin says. Your chin says you've been sucking.
I'll tell you something about chins.
I don't want to hear about your chin stories.
No,
Joe Clark.
2 hits.
Did not even give
him. Oh, you got 3 hits,
job.
Though. Joe Clark.
Takes a chin.
Joe Clark couldn't give a good blowjob. Is that what you just said?
What the fuck are you guys talking about now?
I don't know. Joe Clark.
A politician with no chin.
I think what your dad's saying is you got a blowjob from a politician once.
I did not do that.
Okay.
Not even if it was a female, I did not do that.
Because if I don't, he'll fucking pull up.
Yeah, he's got two bombers. He's probably pulling up.
What are you going to do?
This way, if I leave the aircraft carrier, he'll keep attacking.
He hit you big.
What are you doing?
His bombers are dying. Look what Navy. What Air Force he's got. That's
two force.
He's got nothing left.
Do you remember how many planes he had on a round and a half ago?
Well, didn't it? Isn't that what I said?
Crazy.
Got one.
You're going to get two.
I got a two? And
you'll get one of me.
Three fours.
You'll get maybe two of me.
Wait. Where's the third one?
But I'm gonna roll some fucking combo. I'm going to Walking Dead, Dave. I'll tell you that. Oh, that's right. Yeah, go.
Yeah. You're not gonna be mad at me if I do?
No, go ahead. It's the last episode of the year. Walking Dead.
I know.
You been watching Walking Dead?
I don't watch anything.
Fuck it.
Well,
so
that makes you a fucking flaming.
Did I just
guy that doesn't
it's
like
an awesome show. It's worth watching because I'm fucking busy and shit.
I really don't
and
have
I make time for
that. Was last time I took that.
Yeah, you did take time.
That's
not
come.
Last time.
Yes.
Okay. It's so worth it.
I don't even have cable. I don't even watch TV because.
You got internet.
On what?
Phone? Oh, your broken phone.
Hey, I'm not broken phone. Like 8 months
ago. This guy went gorging and had his phone in his pocket and
you
fucking
dumbass.
Totally fucked.
I would never be so irresponsible as to take my
phone. I was playing soccer with my phone and Victor's iPod in my pocket.
You know how really it is not irresponsible?
I'm gonna get crushed.
If I was to have my phone screen facing my leg, it wouldn't have fucking mattered. It wouldn't have mattered. It would have hit the back of it, it would have just pushed into my thigh and would have done anything. Because it was a rock that came out at a certain degree and it had a point on it.
Poor preparation.
And it just fucking grabbed it and pulled it and it's so fun.
I think it's on After Talking Dead this week. Because they have, because it's the last week.
At 11
it's Walking Dead, then Talking Dead, then Comic Book Man.
At 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one after the other.
But thank God for, or thank whoever. Fuck you, want.
There's no God.
For Kijiji, because you can buy a nice...
Thank Kijiji.
A secondhand phone for real cheap. And just get it hooked up to your phone.
He is the God of
Dave, I'm tired. My feet hurt. I'm tired.
Crazy
hair.
It's
no good. You can't play with that.
Ray. You can't do anything with that.
Ray, how much did you collect for Japan?
Way more than what I should have.
Why don't you put it on the table and we'll tell you how much you should have collected.
For Japan, I should have
day.
Collected...
Hey,
22.
6...
22.
7. I get to roll 7 dice against you.
22, look.
22.47.
And I saved a bar.
Ready? Put it on the table. Because it's about to get smaller.
Okay, well, don't be a cock. Now.
Convoy disrupts. 2, 4, 6, 7 dice I get to roll against you.
Yeah. See, this is stupid. Hard.
What's the
this
date?
Is where I want to just towel it. Because.
You should have toweled it last time when you had the chance.
But look. What is that?
It's convoy disruption.
Are you joking? I got more bullets on the fucking.
You should have killed better than you did, you cock knocker. Right? Looking for 3 of us.
No, I'm not.
2, 5, 7, 8.
$8. Put $8 back.
I've already got a factory I gotta pay off. I could only put down 2 units.
I know! That's the best part! What did you place? By the way, last round.
2 infantry and a fucking fighter.
I hope you only placed 3 units.
3. 2 infantry and a fighter.
Alright, sweet.
It's all I could... First of all,
okay, really,
all
you only
I
have to
afford.
Wait, what does he have there?
7 damage. What 6 is... damage. No, he should only have 6 damage.
Alright.
What?
Oh no, I did 7, that's right. I had 2 bombers coming in, that's right. I did 7. I rolled a 1 and 2.
So long, jerks.
Tell them again.
So long, jerks.
You know what the funniest fucking thing in the episodes that I've been listening to ever was? Me and him are talking about painting the guys, and he's like, well, you should do 30, and I'm like, I only did 20. And he's like, the fuck? He's like, we're getting our ass kicked, and you're talking about fucking 30, 20. Who gives a shit? I fucking laughed my ass off. I'm
he was so into it.
We're talking about killing the fucking guys, and he's like,
fucking
gives a shit.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking
god. He was right into it, yeah.
That's awesome.
We're talking about what color do you think they're boots?
He's like, fucking shut dare. Up. We're getting our asses kicked. Fuck you.
Well, leather would be good. Yeah, but the flat black.
What do you need over there?
Too dark. Oh, a cannibal passed my buddy in the bush.
You got it because I told you a heads up on.
She thought nurse passed. Digested.
How long is a Chinaman?
Human flesh.
What?
How long is a Chinaman?
Yes, how long is a Chinaman?
I don't know, like 8 letters?
How long?
No. How long is a Chinaman?
I'm not asking you a question. I'm telling
you a statement.
Oh, he is. That's the person's name. Okay.
How long is a Chinaman?
That's right. She'll get poop jokes right away.
As long as his name.
She won't get fucking racist jokes.
First time that I said, I don't know, 7.5 inches? I didn't know what to say.
Eight letters.
He says, how long is a Chinaman?
9 letters.
I thought, what, his dick? I don't know, 7 inches? 7.5 inches?
Probably not.
No. He laughed at me. He says, no, how long is a Chinaman? I said, I don't know, man, like that. He goes, no.
Roll of quarters, Tom.
I'm telling you, a roll of quarters. It'd be like playing in a bucket of water.
That's no good.
Mean for
but example. Do you think we're like frogs? If you left lesbians together long enough, do you think we'd multiply?
I don't know if we got another day.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. People evolve. Humanity evolves.
You only got about 80 years to figure that shit out.
It's true. And evolution takes way
more. It depends where. If it was in Newfoundland. Well,
evolution is done. Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
Human compassion.
What?
Human compassion has killed evolution in humanity.
I believe so.
Not another animal.
Compassion kills?
No.
How do you kill with goodness?
You kill evolution.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Evolution.
People evolve. Due to having advantages in society.
Adapt and absorb. Absorb and adapt. Adapt
but
and absorb.
Because we're compassionate, we don't compete with each other.
What?
And thus, we don't compete with each other to live. Let me put it that way. We don't compete with each other to live.
Maybe not us.
Right? Okay. Let's say there was no compassion. And I had a specific trait that made me superior to you.
Oh, you couldn't survive without compassion. True. Okay, put it
let's
black
say I
no,
was.
No, he's saying, would you kill him because
white.
He was better than you?
In a society
if
where
you had no if you didn't know, if you didn't give a shit about him.
In a society
true.
Okay,
him.
Listen.
It would be numb. You'd
listen,
be numb.
Listen.
I wouldn't even care if I did.
In a society where murder was the number one
that's true.
Number one cause of death. And I had a specific trait in me that allowed me to kill you better than you could kill me. I would procreate and spread that trait into my progeny.
True
and
enough.
They would pick up that trait and they would be even stronger than your progeny who would kill you and your progeny.
If you were to keep that line going, it would weaken eventually.
No.
And the only way you could duplicate that trait is to have the exact same circumstances that you gained that trait in. You can't assume that
can't,
a trait, a characteristic,
stay.
Is
it
a genetic
will
thing.
Weaken.
It's not.
It will weaken.
But it is. That's how heredity works.
It will
only
weaken.
If given
let's
the
say I had,
circumstances.
It was. It is.
Let's
it's
say
not.
I was born
it's
with
both.
Fists that were stronger than your fists. And I fought your people, and you fought my people, and my fists were stronger, and I pounded the shit out of you every time. If your people died off, my people would survive and grow.
Right.
And
your
exactly.
people died.
Right.
Exactly.
Then,
but if you stayed within those people, that culture eventually would...
Then I would start banging your women
you'd have
and
to
make more people
stimulating
with fists like my
the
fists.
Blood
right. But nowadays...
Makeup. You'd have to keep
no
stimulating
one,
the
okay.
DNA.
You're talking just
the
compassion.
Pool.
You're talking humanity.
The DNA.
Really. Is what you're talking about.
You'd have to keep stimulating
the
DNA.
And that's the only thing that really makes us different from animals.
When we have nowadays, when we have genetic defaults.
What did you say is that?
I said, what is that?
No.
What's
the squeaky sound? Listen, we're having a philosophical discussion here.
Emotions.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Emotions.
Our compassion is the only thing that makes, that's what makes us a higher being.
Yes.
Right. It does make us a higher being, but it
animals
stifles
have compassion.
Evolution.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Not, they have instinct.
No. Yeah, she's right.
Only.
Well, that's right. Animals will evolve. Humans will not evolve anymore.
Do have somewhat
except maybe intellectually.
The emotions are based on the instincts.
On the instincts, yes. Like, if you don't pay attention to anything, it will instinctively act out. But humans are
that's
like
right,
that, too.
That's 6 feet and Roy.
But a dog that loves you and you scold it and it whimpers, it does have compassion.
Okay, we're way off topic now. I'm not talking about it and fucking...
I guess really for
anymore.
You...
You guys are all fucking stupid and normal.
It wants things to be normal. I guess it would be more of an instinct. Dude.
What it comes down to is human
animals,
survival instinct.
Animals will not.
Yeah.
They go
the point is,
instincts, we go as
to evolve, you have to have a specific
but an
trait.
An animal will not blindly obey either.
Right. But that's to true. Evolve...
But humans will sometimes.
Oh my God. To evolve, you have to have a specific trait that makes you...
More advantageous in that situation.
More advantaged than someone else of the same species. And if you exercise that trait and procreate, that will be passed along through your genes to the next generation.
If that trait is based in genetics.
If that trait, right. Okay, look, you're just arguing for the sake of argument.
Right.
Evolution takes thousands and thousands of years.
There's always an argument.
Of course there's always an argument.
Your theory is just a theory.
Of course there's always an argument. But evolution doesn't take one generation.
No.
Well, what I'm saying is that will taper off
hundreds and hundreds of generations.
You need to keep
but your specific advantage, will carry on as long as it's an advantage.
In a
society with...
It's a strong trait, like...
Right. Shut up and listen. In a society with compassion that doesn't fucking kill the weak...
You can hurl.
But in a society that does not value advantages over one another, but rather values compassion and not...
Equality.
Eliminating the weak, which
right.
we do in our society. We do not eliminate the weak anymore.
Nope.
It used to be, even 50 years ago... Cripples
were segregated.
Well, that's the basis.
Stuffed in the attic.
That's the basis of this country right here. No,
for the record, he's pointing at Australia.
Has a thing called the tall poppy syndrome. Don't stand out, blend in, and everyone's equal.
I fucking
the
love
tall
Australia.
No, no, that's
the
not really... But that's not... That's
it's
not
a
what
make
it is.
More look at me, I'm
listen,
fancier than you.
I had this
we're
conversation with Tanya just
that.
Yesterday about Australians. I have never in my life met an Australian... I did not like.
Exactly.
Have you?
Exactly.
Have you?
You can probably count on two hands the number of Australians.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
You can't base your whole
this is what I'm saying, though.
Culture on
this is what I'm saying,
Australians. Have you ever
I've
seen
met
movie?
Lots of Canadians.
Yeah, but I must
have
met 1,000 of them since I've been driving cab.
Have you ever seen the movie Chopper?
I've met
I met 1,000.
No.
Have you ever seen the movie Chopper?
No.
You need to find that movie.
Okay, I will. But let me make my point.
Chopper.
I've met people from Russia, I've met people from China, I've met people from Japan, from America, from South America, from Africa, and I can always find at least one that I didn't like from whatever country.
Okay.
I have never met an Australian
love
I did
this
not
music.
Like. Australians are
all
fucking not full of shit. They fucking shoot from the hip.
Yep.
They're straight motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I love every Australian
and great
I've ever
travelers.
Met.
Crocodile
they're
Dundee.
Great travelers.
Crocodile Dundee. Even Yakko,
awesome.
Irritating motherfucker from those Energizer commercials.
Really?
Was a fucking decent guy that I didn't have anything against.
Would be London.
No, it was
London's best. Fight amongst yourselves in London. I guess just because Australia
I can think
so
of someone
away,
from every country
so
in the world that I've
might as well just
at least
unite,
disliked one of their countrymen.
What, over here?
Not Australia.
I mean, just Australia's attitude.
I don't know. I think they're like smarmy.
Well, you know what?
They're
else.
Not, though.
Sometimes
I
wish
you might be
Canada
thinking of English
was like
people.
Australia.
No.
What I mean is we didn't have any borders.
That's my opinion of them because everybody thinks they're so
because
awesome.
I said that because
we didn't have the
everybody
American.
Says that about them. I'm like, oh, they can't be that great.
That's
I get
the farthest flight you can
now, granted, I live in Canada and I've only met Australians that can afford to travel to Canada.
Just to give you an idea,
maybe the Australians I will for our fucking total
board is totally warped.
They're not coming to Canada.
Whose turn is it?
Call now. Here.
That's fucking funny. I'm not calling for pizza.
Fuck you. Get us pizza. It's 11:09.
Never mind.
You're a dick. I'm hungry.
Look what's going on over here. What's this, stepping stone guy?
I gotta get up in 7 hours, so let's get this shit done.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd take Monday off.
Nah, not today. I gotta fucking make money.
Why? What time is it?
10
what time is it?
Holy shit.
Holy.
It's all non-com. I'm all done my non-com over here for America. I'm going to do China's turn since I'm done.
Yeah, do it. Do it all.
$25 for China. Yeah.
This game is over, boys.
Yeah, I know. It was over at the end of last round. 8 infantry I'm buying and saving a dollar for China. I don't have any Japanese to kill with China. None.
Berlin is so shitty. You have no air base, no fucking naval base, no nothing. No. Junk.
You're going to kill the fuck out of it. He can't even scramble against you.
I know.
No, he not Berlin. You can't against Berlin.
But he's got.
It's Western Denmark. Germany is what it is.
You're going Western. He's got Berlin. Or
Don't you just Denmark. Hit Denmark again, yeah.
It's 5 mil.
There's lots to pick on over there.
The Americans should start hitting the West.
Well, they're coming down here fucking around.
Take back fucking France?
Italy.
And resupport it? Yeah. Look at it, I could.
What, you get a bonus one, for France?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 units, I've got fucking...
Coming to where the Russians
sub, you know what? I don't have any
14.
Or coming to 110? Just drop everything off in there.
As a matter of fact, the only thing...
Make the Germans come to you.
Normandy?
The only thing I got in France...
And the other one, what's this one?
Is a hit.
Holland? Normandy.
It's just Normandy, Bordeaux, yeah. Hit that.
From 110.
Another Bob Dylan song.
Go to Holland. Go to Holland for 3, but... Normandy would be interesting because he can't really reach except for with his tanks.
Look at these guys building a little wall.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
China's done.
States is...
China collects 28. No, 29.
Oof. That's more than what I fucking
collect. And I saved a buck. I'm going to collect 30 for China.
That's ridiculous.
I got 30 bucks in Japan.
By 3 fighters.
If I could.
You can only fly around inside and fucking kill everything.
That'd
be ridiculous.
China's done. Italy? Or no, UK.
I still gotta place units. Fuck off.
Yeah, go ahead. We're way ahead of you there, Muggs.
I was just looking at shit.
This is round 8. The Axis is done.
Yeah.
But we got beer left, so.
Well, the thing is,
we got beer left, Ray. That's the only reason we're continuing this game.
We got a little bit of action.
Don't lie to the listeners. We're continuing the game because we have beer left. Let's remedy that. There's 3 left. One for Muggsy?
I didn't fucking move my
book. I'm good for now, actually.
No, you're not.
Alright, give me
drink fat. Okay. If you're not good for now, then that means Muggsy.
What'd you give me last time?
The other one.
What'd you give me last time?
Not a bud. I think you had your last ghost.
I haven't poured, yeah. I can't mix those two.
There's one bud left in the cooler.
Yeah, I can't mix those two. I was going to pour it in, but...
I bought 2 dice. That means I got 3. I'm rolling.
Oh, Prickensy. Let's go.
What do you mean? Didn't we roll...
Wait, hold on.
Britain's turn now. I'm already done China.
Did you roll the fucking American dice we bought?
Yeah, we did. We got, No, last time we didn't get nothing. Next time you get to roll. But I'm rolling Britain
didn't
now. You,
didn't we have like 4 dice?
Yeah, we got nothing. But I bought 2 dice for Britain this time, and I'm going to... You can spend it all on
collect. Units. We need to collect for U.S. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Collect for U.S.
52. We started 52. We're at 53. Is that how it goes?
Holy... Yeah.
Plus, what, 10... What is it, 25?
You got them all except for France.
Oh, shit. 25.
Oh, actually, you guys can have the last butt if you want. I don't need it.
77.
Nothing. I got lots of beer here now.
We got nothing for Britain.
What?
I just rolled for Britain.
Oh. Oh. Very good. Well, I've got one thing that could bust through, and I don't even think it's going to make it. Little backup up here.
UK.
Yeah, UK's probably got a lot of cash.
Holy fucking hell.
Yeah, see? So easy to get bonuses. But just for Germany to get bonuses, they have to hold what they had. May look like a lot of rondelles out there, but there's not really too much.
Fucking thing. Oh, dude.
You could come in with a couple of guys.
With one guy.
You could come in.
Oh, he can scramble, though.
Where can he scramble?
He can scramble from Southern and kill your transport with the guys in the water.
Come on.
No.
Yes, one, two, three.
Yeah, he can scramble.
Oh, yeah.
What you can do is come up into 99 where he can't scramble and pick up four free guys.
Where we've been meaning to go for a
pick up all that ground for free.
Yes, thank you.
And $2.
Shut up for a minute.
Okay. Thank you. Aha! These are your tanks. Yeah.
15. We talked about that today. Yeah, nobody buys a seaport.
This guy is.
Well, yeah.
Who's got two thumbs and is buying a seaport?
This guy. Well, yeah. By this fucking point of the game. Let's buy more dice. Let's just buy dice.
Don't we have
we don't need it.
I could have saved $5 for some stupid
reason. We have 10
don't
of
we have
each.
Improved shipyards?
What would have happened if I rolled 4 dice that round?
Now, what would happen, Dave?
I still wouldn't have got
it. Oh, then you should do it.
Save $5 for next round.
Never mind next round. You just did
there's
it.
No next Cashed round. There's one beer left in the cooler. There's no next
fucking
round.
Fucking ref, can I get a calling?
Ruling. Dick.
Look at you go with the little miner factory up there. Mr. Cock of the North.
And they got $5. Look at that. Still got
$5. So why?
Do you still have your beret?
We bought 2 more dice. No, we can't now. We already rolled
one. Are you still wearing your beret?
I rolled one. However, you could roll one if you want.
Nice Gil Morgan.
I didn't see that coming. Hold on. Are you ready? It doesn't matter.
I'm going ready.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Can we do this, or...?
Are you going to bring your interceptor up?
Oh, yeah.
You have a 2 against my fighter, my bombers.
What's all this shit? I can't even get in there. Back up.
No, just bring your fighter over here.
I'm working on
intercepting.
I'm going to put it right there.
So that's a 2.
Looks like a dice to me.
Oh, half. I had one of those tonight.
Go.
Need a 2.
Okay.
Oh, 6 missing.
Okay, I got 2 ones against your fighter.
No repair.
I missed.
All right.
Your fighter lands.
No Ak-Ax. I get 2 Ak-Ax.
Now you got 2 Ak-Ax.
Nothing. You're in. What do you do?
I got 2 D6 plus 2.
Such a prickin' Z-Dog.
5, 9.
9? I don't even have 9.
You can put 9 damage.
I can only put 8.
You can only put 20. 20 is the maximum damage. So you can put
20?
Yeah.
But you got no transports, so you
now I can buy transports. Never mind what he told me. Look at the fucking units he's got coming in.
3 rounds ago, at least 1 transport.
Let me tell you something about the Japanese board. You have no threat of taking 6 victory cities.
No, I know.
I don't give a flying fuck what happens over here. He's going into your capital over there.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. I'm riding
that. That's the difference in this game. Technically, you can have a Japanese victory or a Euro-Axis victory, we have to take all 3 capitals to technically win, which is fucking stupid.
No, you only need 2 out of 3.
No,
other one is a waste of time.
No, I'm telling you what the official rule is.
No, the official rule says you've got so much time, just keep playing.
Yeah.
Reality says, buddy,
that's right, that's what I'm saying.
I can only be here for... It's 11 in the morning and you just kicked my ass.
That's why the fucking rule is
stupid.
I'm
not riding it up till 4 o'clock.
I don't care what anybody says on the internet. You do not fucking play until every Axis unit is killed.
Like we are past
the point. Nobody fucking plays that.
Computer, maybe.
At this point, yeah.
Computer.
You're playing against
computer. I played Domination.
You fucking
I played World Domination just so it was fun.
Just for...
That's all.
Everybody on the planet speaks German now.
Exactly. Well, whatever.
But when you're sitting face to face, you're not fucking playing until every goddamn capital is taken.
Realistically, Dave, the towel was thrown in last round. I would say.
Why the fuck are we recording? Why do you got to say that? We didn't have to record this fucking round
because I'm trying to see
what's
going to
happen. We could still have played without you fucking saying, I'm going to fucking come back and kick your asses.
Well, that's, you know, you gotta see that. That's part of the fucking fun of the day.
Right, but we could have shut the recording down, had two in the bank, three episodes in the bank.
I should have brought the other maps. I kicked myself in the ass.
Why? Because at 9 o'clock we would have started another fucking game? There's nothing stopping us from playing this. All you had to do was say, I quit. Okay, fine. We'll just keep playing because we got more left.
Right, exactly.
That's which is what we should have done. Which is why we shouldn't have recorded this fucking
even need this part.
I can just ditch this whole episode.
Start off next time.
Except you didn't officially say at the end of last round, for the recording, I quit.
Nice, I will start with that.
You're a piece of shit.
That's all I got left. Piece of shit. Take it or not.
All you had to say at the end was, I quit. Let's keep playing because we got beer left. That's all you had to say.
Well, all you have to do is start the next one.
Nobody
would have
thought less of you, Ray.
Piece of shit.
Now I have to call you a piece of shit on the air.
Yeah, you say piece of shit.
And everybody's like,
Cave.
Why are you so mean to Ray?
And
now I'm the asshole.
No.
Okay, going into Denmark.
Denmark.
Also coming up through here.
Crush those fucking freaky deaky Dutch.
Where are you coming in? Where?
Two.
Suddenly silence.
Oh, that's non-com, right?
That's
in the pro allies.
Yeah, you got a non-com.
Yeah, they're
any actual attacks?
No. Well, yes. Yes, into Denmark.
So do some down south junkin'.
Down south juking.
Junkin'. Non-coming back to Kangzhou.
J-U-N-K-I-N, yeah.
J-U-K.
Junk. Score lord.
Thing.
Russia up 4. Japan down 4.
Japan turns around. Everybody does.
Yep. No victory cities in Buryatia.
No, I know. But I gotta go north to do my job.
You gotta keep going that way.
I'm fucking...
Don't fucking turn around,
Japan. I'll fucking kill you if I turn around.
Okay, I'm going into the...
Even that little red stack over there. I gotta pay off my shit before I do anything else.
Hits.
Can't even buy a fighter. What?
Hit, you're dead.
Where?
Garage, right here.
I got more than one.
Denmark, guys.
Where are you coming into, Dougie?
Denmark.
Denmark. Just look at the ponds.
These three tanks? Yeah. No!
Yeah. There you know this purple?
Oh,
just check out the purple.
That's
this
hurting.
Was the offshore barrage came from? This little pond?
I know, but I like the these tanks so much. They look so good.
Agreed.
Awesome. Fucking look at them set up over there.
We gotta bring the ponds, we gotta bring the board, all to Oshawa.
Oh, my state's turned out nice. Love the states. But
on the land,
I'll tell you something, man. Your Russians are so 14th. Different than mine. My Russians are all fucking like this. You got fucking Russians that got soldiers.
Yeah.
They got fucking shoulders, man. And they got a barrel.
Yeah. I got one hit.
There's no fucking, like a Tommy gun. The fucking magazine is circular.
I don't know what gun that is.
You got
that's
two threes.
That's fucking awesome. That's
two
the short
threes
barrel
in
that
Denmark.
They use.
Go. 20 guys, 30 guys, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Loser!
Drop a chip, take 2 points from
never
Germany.
Drop a chip, it just gotta take a leak.
Chip. That sucks that those 3-week-old rotting in the fucking garage chips are gone. They were fucking nice
okay.
And crispy.
Okay, focused. Non-counts.
Good.
Good dink.
Oh, got through just... shrapnel.
Dave.
Minor wounds. Flash wounds.
Dave, is it combat to go into France and take over their territory since they have no capital?
Yeah, that's combat. You have to do that in combat. You can't do it in non-combat. Because there's no hacking. I don't know. You have to do it in this move. And you can do that right now if you're adjacent. But you're not adjacent anywhere.
No.
You can't get there. It's all big circles. It's like a donut. It's a French donut. Kind of sucks. Donut.
Sucks, donut.
Did you eat your donut yet, by the way? By the way, buddy.
I need a ch. There's no ch here.
We need a hi-hat. You're right.
I need a hi-hat. I got no hi-hat.
Did I mic myself up?
And I don't have my rings on.
I told you to. I don't know if you did or not.
I don't think I did.
The rings.
Non-com these guys. Wall of British tanks. Holy fuck, British tanks are everywhere.
Yeah. I think that maybe it's been a lot of fun.
Where's the towel?
It's been
been fun.
Yes. It's been a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, it is Italy's turn. Italy could totally turn the tide last time when they got super subs. You should just be happy that I didn't
buy a fucking... take out the French fuck all.
You should just be happy that I didn't buy a factory for Egypt.
Oh, no, just buy a port.
Well, you got a port.
As in an anal port.
Ready?
Well.
Italy, go.
You know what?
Are you throwing the towel in? Because you're out of beer.
Germany has...
Wow, what a coincidence. We're out of beer.
Oh, here we go.
And Ray's retiring.
Salt upon. Salt upon. That's your new nickname. Salt upon.
Salt upon Dave.
Salt upon your wounds. Either way, it's been a slice. There's been a turn. I have a giant force. All right, I can still do some damage.
Italy's going to go.
Fucking
holy
don't.
Shit.
Why Let's, would not, what Ray the man. Fuck is the Brits doing? Why would you not just attack?
Attack
You're
what?
Being a jerk.
He forgot. Just That's fucking, what he did.
I did forget. He was an uncommon.
Oh, he forgot to attack Nova Subversk.
Finally, it worked out better. It worked out better, though. Worked out way
it
better.
It did kind of work out better.
Oh, much better. Surrounded. Absolutely.
Ray.
That's why I forgot because it. Because now really matter. This is what matters.
That's right. In
that
the interest,
is the afterwave
okay.
of what I've
Listen,
had.
In the interest in of posterity, the UK is done. There is Ray.
44.
Italy's turn is next, then Anzac, then France. Are you saying officially you're retiring? We can keep going. But in the interest of saving the recording and saying the end of the game, are you done?
Just add on to the end of the
I want you to say, I resign.
Oh.
If you're not going to say that,
well,
we're going to do Italy's
times.
Turn. You motherfucker. I will throw this fucking chair at you right now.
Or take that chair.
You have to officially say it or else the podcast is not over.
How about you win?
That'll do.
Okay.
The Allies win. Muggsy's out taking a week.
Woo!
Yeah. Ray says he cannot come back from this and...
And chop all that and put that at the end of the other one, and we'll just end the other one.
No, that's okay. We can have this episode because it doesn't matter. Ray has decided he will not get the three Russian territories that he needs. What do you think was the turning point for you? I mean, aside from it didn't look good
over here, I don't know. Over here, the...
Oh, don't say here.
First of all, the turning point over here, I think
was... Oh, don't say over here.
Sorry. The turning point in my game, I think...
On?
Was
the Japanese side.
Northern...
For fuck's sakes, this guy can't even take a cue.
With the northern attack...
The Japanese side.
No, the Anzac. The support from the Anzac over here was immense. It came in, and it hit, and it held, and it let the States do what it needed to do.
Right.
Brits had a little back bombers. That
a little bit.
Japanese tried to make it up and around.
Hey, are we playing this?
That over here.
Are we playing?
He's doing his recap.
In the Germany area.
Oh, sorry, people.
Right.
Germany was doing just fine for a while. They had a great big force that tried to bust through. Right. It was way too much for the American support. Along with the British backbone of the fleet, which was the big guns to defend cargo ships.
And once they got into the Baltic...
Eventually the States became strong enough, they could support their own transport ships. Turning point right there, brought to you by Johnson's Fire Roasted.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I think a major point here, Ray, is that once the Americans did not have to really spend a lot of money in the Pacific... They could just send subs after a while.
Oh, yeah, and then it's toast because
after
you
that
have
point,
to destroy
all
it.
Of the money could be spent over in the Atlantic.
And I couldn't
He's
get
got,
up around
How many
here?
Transports you got over there, Muggs?
Oh, man.
10. There's 7, 9.
9 transports that are just going to fuck up the west of Europe.
Yeah, 7 here at the...
Germany can't afford...
Gibraltar.
That's right.
to
Germany just can't afford to send everything.
Actually, I'm really surprised that nobody went for this, nobody went for this, and nobody even went for this. I'm kind of
surprised you didn't go to Normandy.
Nobody tried for that.
But you gotta go to Normandy first.
$1 damage.
Stop saying this and that. Nobody went for France is what
nobody
you're saying.
Nobody went for Nobody tried Normandy, which is the right along the shore.
Western
nobody
Germany did that. And Denmark and the nobody mouth, tried the mouth of the Baltic.
The north.
That's right. The Baltic Sea is where all the action was.
Southern France.
We took Denmark and Norway over and over and over until we held Norway. Yeah,
my transport ships
were gone.
And
then it was Denmark, Denmark, Denmark until we could get the Brits in
the
Baltic Sea.
That was
the
turning
sea.
Point is when my transport ships were gone.
That's right. When we killed the German Navy, once
the
we
German
got into the Baltic
ships.
Sea, killed the German Navy.
In the Berlin shores.
It was pretty much done.
No Baltic, the Baltic
no shores,
shores
in Berlin, but...
Germany held Baltic Finland for the whole game. Russia kept saying, we're going to go in.
Russia dropped the fleet.
But you could now.
But Russia dropped the fleet and I had to attack.
That's right. With the tanks coming up from
Poland. I had no choice right there. I had to attack.
Right. With the tanks coming up from Poland, Russia couldn't afford to even drop an infantry into Finland.
No.
But it didn't really matter in the end.
Just protect your capitals or your cities.
It was hold those cities. Make sure he doesn't get his 8 cities. And that's what I have a problem with the victory cities.
Yeah, it should be capitals. Only capitals.
Yeah,
but try it. Because... that advantage and all these advantage with the cards, try no bonuses and then see what
we
the
can
game
do
is
that.
Like. But no bonuses.
National objectives are...
just obsolete. Obsolete.
I believe
nobody
in global.
Nobody gets a bonus.
Okay, hush. I believe in global. They're optional. We should try this game with no national objectives.
Right. And see the scale go
to
back and
see
forth.
See how it
maybe.
Works out. Because America gets huge fucking money.
Huge, oh my God.
Britain doesn't get a heck of a lot. ANZAC doubles their income with their national objectives. Italy kind of is fucking chasing their tail get theirs.
I've done well with Italy
it's
before.
It's very
I've
difficult done, for them to get their national objectives, though.
It is. Oh my God.
And it's almost
to
like,
hold them.
Like I said,
you
chasing
them,
their tails.
To hold them.
It's really hard because it's a lot of different territories they got to get.
Yep. You know,
China, obviously, just holding the Burma Road is $6.
Yeah,
that's easy enough because you can just drop everything in those zones.
Even,
and who gives a fuck about the rest? You get
$6.
Yeah,
just hold
it
for the bonus.
For holding the road there. Japan has to take islands, which means transports, which means Navy.
Well, I got into Guam. That was when I was at my peak. I had spares. I had spares I could send out there. I thought, drop a few guys off. I tried this, but I forgot about the scramble. I would have had a little bonus in there,
but I think
it would take me like fucking $80,000.
It would take a lot
to
of
get
money.
A bonus.
But with Japan, I think your biggest mistake with Japan was not going down there and taking the Dutch East Indies. These four islands, Borneo, Celebes, Java, and Sumatra,
and I couldn't get down
is
there.
Worth so much money to you.
So much.
Britain held them for the entire game.
Gave them big
bucks. That cost
bucks.
You a lot. Germany was a little slow coming over here and grabbing these... these.
Neutral guys.
First round, Germany can collect $70. If they hit every territory they can reach. Not southern France. Everything
nice Bill Morgan.
Everything but
I didn't see that coming.
Southern France. They should be taking Bulgaria. They should take Yugoslavia. They should take France and Normandy.
Well, once they're at war.
All in the first round.
First round.
Oh, I see.
You
can
take
we
Bulgaria
didn't play
for
that.
For
I
a
didn't
point.
Play that.
Yugoslavia
you
for 2 points.
You can. I know. I've done
that's
it. That's
a lot of guys you can bring into the game.
I tried it at very first move in Japan. Just boom. Dave says I've never seen that before because we didn't do that. Remember, you said
right.
Let's do it.
You can't do that because if you do that, America's in the war. That means America's getting all their bonuses.
That's
and,
right. And I did that one time to see what would happen.
It's a mistake. The only reason it's a mistake is because then Germany is fucked. Because once America's full force into the war, it can hammer Germany.
I know.
And
they can position themselves.
Japan attacking America or Britain first round brings America into full-fledged war with Germany and can go crazy. And it might help Japan initially for the first couple of rounds, but by round four... America's in Germany, and Germany's fucked.
Yeah.
The goal is the Axis keep the Americans out of the war as long as possible. And grab your cities. Grab your cities. And I think if you cannot make a totally fucking strong, huge push into London first round, then you need to throw everything at Russia. Take these three cities in Russia right off the bat.
I'm putting my money back, dude.
Yep, good idea.
I like going for UK.
Game over. All right, round eight of the Destruction Podcast.
This one should be edited like crazy.
Boom. If you're Dan, go fuck yourself. If you're not, thank you for giving us one star on iTunes. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at Destruction. You can visit the blog at destruction.blogspot.com, and you can email us at destruction@gmail.com. And until then,
chug it like a poke, talk, eat, sleep, repeat.
And good day.
Good day.
All right.
So take off, eh?
Take off, hoser. Muggsy, you gotta fucking come up with something. Take and go fuck thyself. Try something like that. They don't want to hear that. They're nice people. Except for Bone. Fuck Bone.
Oh, shit.